Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Emma Danzi, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey friends, and welcome back to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore what it is like to be a woman wearing many different hats while serving one God. I'm your host, Emma Danzi, and today we are going to be continuing our discussion on the hat of friendship. So far, we have had an interview with the amazing Delise. We have talked about what it looks like for Christ to be a friend and what it looks like for Jonathan to be a friend in scripture, and how we can be learning these biblical principles from these Bible characters and really these influential and incredible servants of the Lord, seeing the value of community and of oneness and serving the Lord in a more effective way together. So today we are going to be talking about God's gift to us through multi-generational friendships. And I love this. I have had just a variety of friends and so many mentors that I have called friends who are further down the line than me, and younger friends that I have mentored and invested in who also I consider friends and I learn from as well. And today I wanted to start by telling you about a special friend of mine. Her name is Debbie Presnell. We used to do conference ministry together, and Debbie taught me a lot about multi-generational friendships. We kind of just connected immediately when we met, and I loved her zeal for the Lord and her desire to serve God and see Him do great things. And so as we got to serve young women and invest in them through conferences, we would always be praying together, checking in, brainstorming. And what was really unique about Debbie is that even though she was a good many years older than me and wiser than me, she valued my insight and opinions and gave me a place to feel safe to dream with her. And I really appreciated that because I was learning from her, but at the same time, she was showing me that she was still teachable in her 50s. And what's really great about that is when we're both in a place of learning and growing and being teachable in our spirits, we can have a more solid friendship and a more amazing ministry, really, because we're both coming into that opportunity saying, this is what I have. I know you have something different to offer that's equally as valuable. And how can we come together and make a change for Christ, even though we were born in different generations? And so we would laugh together and talk through the hard things together, cry together. We experienced spiritual warfare together, but it was so inspiring just to walk beside a woman of faith, a woman who stayed loyal and dedicated to Christ no matter what, and kept the joy that He had in her heart. And so today we are going to be talking about none other than the famous Paul and Timothy. And in God's gift to us with multi-generational friendships, I want to start with the fact that Paul and Timothy had a father and son relationship. In 1 Timothy 1:2, it says, "To Timothy, a true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord." So these types of friendships, when they're multi-generational, we can look at them as women as, this is a mother figure in my life, or this is a daughter figure in my life of faith. It doesn't mean that you replace your current family members. I love mine and they're irreplaceable to me, but the Lord gives us this gift of learning and growing and investing in the lives of multi-generational relationships. And so Paul and Timothy were not only friends, but they were so close that they were described like family. And I love that. Bible.org shares that Timothy was a trustworthy friend who carried money collected by the Philippian church to care for Paul's needs in Corinth. During the 3 years Paul was in Ephesus, teaching them about the amazing power of God, Timothy was there too. When Paul was imprisoned in Rome for 2 years, Timothy was right alongside him, much of the time unselfishly taking care of Paul's needs. By now, Timothy was a young man of about 30, who was for at least 13 years learning how to teach about Jesus and to serve God's people well, as he watched Paul do it. Paul thought of Timothy not only as a very faithful friend, but also as his spiritual son. So who has affected your life as a spiritual parent or a spiritual child? The Lord creatively weaves our stories with others to use us more effectively for his kingdom. He brings women of different stages into our lives in order to shape us and refine us more into his image. And we can all learn from one another. And that's what I really appreciated about Debbie, is she had such humility and a teachable spirit and came to me and said, I had things to offer her, where she could have easily just been the one saying that she was investing, but we were growing together and we learned together and we are still learning to this day. The second part about Paul and Timothy's friendship is that they weren't just friends, they were friends on a mission. Romans 16:21 describes Timothy as Paul's fellow worker. It's beautiful how Paul does not consider Timothy inferior to him due to their age gap, but a fellow worker. In the church body, we all have different perspectives based on the generations we have been born into, and Paul and Timothy model the kind of unity that God calls us to in our ministry relationships. I think about just the church in general, how there are people from a wide variety of ages, and we all have something to offer and teach one another, and it can work beautifully, or the enemy can use that to divide us and to separate our ideas and to honestly deplete the unity of the church where God has called us to be one. BibleStudy.org tells us that Paul and Timothy first met during his second missionary journey. After visiting and preaching the gospel in Tarsus and Derbe with fellow evangelist Silas, Paul met Timothy in Lystra, likely in Timothy's home. Timothy's father was a Greek, a Gentile. Although born Jews, both his mother Eunice and grandmother Lois were converted believers. Timothy traveled with Paul on most of his second journey, served in Ephesus, and was with Paul during his imprisonment in Rome. The two grew so close that the apostle considered him a true son in the faith. Is there someone of a different age that you get to serve in your ministry with? How has this person maybe opened your eyes or influenced you and added to the work of what you're doing? Maybe you've been a little closed off to them. Maybe you feel like they haven't had something to offer you because they don't understand the youngest generation of today. Or maybe you feel like they're too young to have anything of significance to offer yet. I want to encourage us to be humble and to see through the eyes of Paul and Timothy, where we can value and seek insight and wisdom from others, where we can have humble attitudes and say, I don't know everything and I want to learn more. God's gifted us with so many different service opportunities, and many times that involves working with people who are different ages than us. And that means that we need to learn, what does it look like to serve alongside someone who's a different generation than myself? And how can I benefit from their wisdom or from just their knowledge or energy and joy for the Lord? And how can I offer them something? How can I find a way to love them well? So we are not only friends of a variety of ages, we're friends on a mission. And the mission is not complete without all of us. Because if you're only focused on one generation, you might reach that generation. But if you can think broader, and if we can surrender our ways of our generations to seeking out the gospel in all generations, we will continue to spread like wildfire.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The third part of Paul and Timothy's story that I love is that they were there for each other in the hard places. Paul and Timothy were there to support one another in the hard times. When Paul was imprisoned, Timothy took care of him. When we think about these multi-generational relationships, early on it seems like the older is caring for the younger. However, as time goes on, the younger will eventually have an opportunity to care for the needs of the older. Ministry is hard. Life itself is hard. And Paul and Timothy had a bond that even when trials came, they supported each other and prayed for one another. And how special to have an older friend in your life who can provide you with the words, "I've been there before." How amazing that having a younger friend can give you the words, "I'm here to help you." When we neglect because of age gaps, we miss out on the really unique blessings that are given because of the way that God has made multi-generational relationships. And I think about the depth of relationship that I've had with people in different stages of life. And I wouldn't trade that because it is such a gift. It is so rich. There is such a depth of what the Lord wants to do in us when we're willing to say, "I surrender my way of how this should be, and I accept your way of how you want to work in my heart and in my life," and open up my eyes to seeing friendship as more than just a stage that I'm in. And seeing how God can work in your church or community among people of various generations so that more people can be reached more effectively. We need one another. We need each other to succeed. And we have to have those teachable attitudes towards each other. I think when pride creeps in, when we think we know what's best, we can't learn from others. That's when we isolate, and that's when we miss out on these types of friendships that God has right in front of us. So maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's somebody you're serving with at church or in your community, but who is somebody that's around you that you feel like God has placed intentionally in your life, who is in a different stage of life than you, that you guys can really glean from one another and support each other? Let's keep our eyes open as we see the Lord working around us and in our relationships that are completely maybe opposite to what the world would say, but is a beautiful design from our Creator and how we can do life together. Our key Bible passage of the week is Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. Paul and Timothy loved at all times, and were like family. They were there for each other in the hard times. So what friend of yours is going through a difficult season? And how can you care for their needs this week? If you are this friend, who is someone that you can reach out to for your needs? What multi-generational friendship is God developing in your life? And how can you continue to cultivate that? So let's prayerfully ask the Lord to guide these relationships and to show us His will within them. Lord Jesus, we thank You and we praise You that You are the God over every generation, and that we can glorify You through the friendships of sisterhood, that we can bond with women of different ages, that we can learn from one another and value each other and the journeys that are unique to each one of us. May we have teachable spirits. May we have openness to seeing how You want to reveal more of Your heart through women who are of different ages. God, would You shape us? Would You humble us? Would You show us the ministries and the mission that You have us on individually and with one another, and how we can spur one another on in faith? God, would we care for each other well? Would we pray for one another? Would we support each other so that we can stand stronger together in knowing that You are the God who is moving in the midst of multi-generational relationships? That just like Paul and Timothy had a bond that was like family, that You would create those bonds in our lives, and that we could be in awe of what You're doing in and through us because we said yes to friendships that might look different. Lord, we pray You would go before us this week, that You would move in our hearts, that You would open our eyes to any of these relationship opportunities around us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. I am so thankful for the multi-generational friendships in my life, like Debbie and so many others. I am blown away by what we can learn when we say yes to these types of friendships, and when we can surrender our wills for the will of God. I look forward to wrapping up the Hat of Friendship with you next week. It is a joy to be your host here on Her Many Hats podcast. Have a great day.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.